I got my fourth DUI and went to prison for 3 months, which was another word to describe it, but hell. I was in solitary, and it was a bad thing. And I had to threaten to sue to get into the watch program, which is a minimum security prison, is all it is. But I knew I would get out in 6 months instead of 13, so that's why I did it. But I had a lot to come back to. I had a real big network of friends. I had the archives to come back to. I had all kinds of things. A lot of my friends that I made, and the majority of whom are Native American, had nothing to go back to. There was a girl that didn't even have a place to live, and they let her. They kicked her loose. I mean, I think there needs to be big changes in that respect. Now I'm getting on my soapbox. I'll get back to my life, but because you don't want to hear all that I have to say about that. But like I said, I think I have a friend, an older lady who's like my surrogate mother, who used to cringe when I'd say something about prison, especially right after I got back, and people would say, oh, I haven't seen you for so long. Well, everybody knew where I was. It was on the front page of the paper. Come on. And I think they expected me to say I was at a spa or visiting relatives, and I'd say, well, I was in the slammer, you know, or things like that, and it just used to upset her so much. And I said, hey, it's part of who I am, and I'm not going to make up stories, you know. Get over it.